Hi, this is Professor Hadar Aviram of UC Hastings Law, providing you a brief analysis of Proposition 17 on California's November ballot. Currently, the California Constitution in Article 2, Section 4 provides that the legislature shall provide for the disqualification of electors while imprisoned or on parole for the conviction of a felony. Accordingly, people who are serving a sentence in a state or federal prison or have been released and are on parole cannot be registered to vote. By contrast, people serving time for a felony or a misdemeanor in a county jail, as well as people on probation or community supervision, can vote. Prop 17 would change that. It would amend the California Constitution to grant the 50,000 people who have completed their federal or state prison sentence the right to vote. Not all of these people will necessarily register to vote, and the impact of this proposition, if it passes, will depend on how effectively state officials and nonprofits will notify people of the right to vote when they're released from prison. If Prop 17 passes, California will join the following states which allow parolees to vote: Hawaii, Illinois, Indiana, Maine, Massachusetts, Michigan, Montana, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Ohio, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Utah, Vermont, and DC. Supporters of Prop 17 point to its role in expanding democracy and in orienting people who return home to their communities from a prison sentence towards civic re-engagement. There is evidence that restoring the right to vote reduces recidivism, reoffending, especially in the first few months after release. Because people of color are overrepresented in prison, this proposition would also mitigate racial injustices, as well as bring more perspectives of people who experienced firsthand the criminal justice system into our democratic process. Opponents of Prop 17 consider the mandatory parole period after release part of the person's sentence for disenfranchisement purposes, especially for people sentenced for serious crimes, and mention the feelings of victims of crime. The expense involved in the proposition is a one-time cost of updating the Secretary of State's computer system to allow people on parole to vote, as well as the expense of sending the new voters the same materials you and I received before the election: voter brochures and ballots.